Hello and welcome again to Cork City. I'm just leaving a hotel called the Silver Springs Hotel, and I'm driving from Tivoli, where that is, to a place called Douglas. Now, this is means I have to go underneath the River Lee and through a tunnel called the Jack Lynch Tunnel. The reason I'm talking to you now is that I've decided to share with you something of what I've done this morning in the way of work. Now, one of the things I love about Audioboo is that you can see into the, or hear into the production of a play from the director and the actors while they're in rehearsal. And I've heard several of these, none of which can stick in my mind that I can't give you the accurate reference at the moment, but just take it from me that it is possible on Audioboo to get advance warning about a theatrical production, find out what the thinking behind and the challenges being overcome by the cast, and sometimes even the difficulties that the cast are having in coping with the preparation of the production. And that's the point of this boo. I'm not a theatrical person in the sense that I'm not preparing a play, but I am a business person, and I would much prefer to share with you the making of the business rather than wait until it's all prepared and then take it out of the oven and say, hey, aren't I very clever, there's the end result. I really love the internet, the way the internet makes it possible to share the trials and tribulations on the road. So I'm talking to you now about something in particular that happened this morning. I spent 2 hours in consultation and discussion with the wonderful Ken Curtin, to be found on Twitter under at KenCurtin. Now, Ken and I have an idea, and we've got other people involved in it, and we're in the process of making of bringing a treat, a present, a gift almost. We will to small businesses in Cork who are not already clear about what social media is and how social media can fit. So we have been discussing in detail something we're going to do, something we're going to reveal. But the marvellous thing is that we find ourselves planning, we find ourselves quickly working together, working out some ideas. We had to face the four or five W's, like what is it going to be called, why are you doing it, when and where is it going to happen, who is it for, and how much will it cost to get in. So these are the five W's or something like that, plus the H that you have to have when you're planning any event. And this has taken us into the identifying what's in it for me, the WIFM, WIIFM. This is a little thing I'd like to share with you, that when you're actually planning an event, you say, what is in it for me from the point of view of the people going to it? And that's what we've done. We've designed an event, or rather we started with the WIFM. And then we went on to actually design the program for the day, and then plan who was going to be involved, how they were going to be involved, how we were going to measure success. And most of all, I was really keen at the very beginning of the project, or the very beginning of the discussion, to say that, well, look, when it's all over, the hour afterwards is going to be spent celebrating. So you build in the celebration at the very beginning when you're planning. So even no matter what it is, building a building, a hospital, a business, or anything you like that, set out in front of you the celebration. And that gives you something to aim for. You have to deserve it. So we've been designing something that I'm going to be letting you into. We sat in the hotel. I have an email to write. Ken has people to speak to. We have other people to consult. But we're going to be shipping something in the autumn to businesses in Cork. Very particular types of businesses, not all types of businesses, not everyone will be welcome. We'll be very, very special type of people who will be invited to this event. And I'll tell you all about it a bit more. So it's Paul O'Mahony, who has now reached Mahon on his way to Douglas, saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.